you might think that if I'm going to talk to you about the number one factor behind every entrepreneurial success, that I'm going to talk to you about copywriting and marketing messages and putting your story in front of your audience and all that stuff that is frankly what I've been paid to do since 2005, since I got into marketing. And, you know, it would be a fair assumption to start there. And yet, if we're going to talk about the number one factor behind every entrepreneurial success, I have to admit that it's not copywriting. It's not the marketing message. It's not your story. It's something else. It's a different equation. And that's what we're going to cover in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so the number one factor behind every entrepreneurial success is connecting a hungry market with a powerful offer. Connecting a hungry market with a powerful offer. So let me break that down for you here so that it can be as useful as possible for you. So if you've been in direct marketing for very long, you've probably heard either directly, you've read Gary Halbert talking about the starving crowd, or you've heard countless people reference Gary Halbert's starving crowd approach, which is basically, so he used to in a seminar, like say, okay, let's say we're both creating hamburger stands and our goal is to create the most profitable hamburger stand possible. So I will let you have any one advantage you want. I'll take any one advantage that I want, and I guarantee that I'm going to win every time. And so he'd go around the seminar room. He'd ask people what advantage they wanted, and it would be like better ingredients, a unique hamburger recipe. It would be, some whatever location, whatever, right? He'd give them opportunities to put forth all these different ideas. And Gary would say, I just want a starving crowd. I just want, like I'll go set up outside of a factory at lunchtime when people have 30 minutes to eat and they need a burger ready. And it doesn't even matter if it's good. It just needs to be food because they're starving and they want to eat. Right? And, you know, to some degree, I will agree with that. But it's not just that. It's not just that. So a hungry market, I say a hungry market, kind of in reference and in homage to Gary Halbert's starving crowd. But what this is you need a market of people who share the same problem, right? A market of people who have a problem that they want to have solved. And it should be a market that you can approach, that you can connect with, that you can identify, that you can target, that you can put your message in front of, right? So there, it's an identifiable group of people who share the same problem, who are ready, willing, and able to buy. And so a starving crowd, like setting up in front of a factory as they're on lunch break, like that's a great place, of course, to serve this starving crowd. It's people who share the same problem. They're all hungry, who are ready, willing, and able to buy. You know, presumably they all have jobs and they're there, they're ready, they're willing, and they're able to buy your hamburgers, right? But not everything necessarily lines up with that. You can have people who are not physically starving, right? Who may not be in that same acute state of like, I just need something, right? But who still share a problem and who are still ready, willing, and able to buy. So for example, I got my start in marketing at an IT training company that honestly, like their copywriting, their marketing messages were okay. They weren't that great. And in the context of direct marketing now, I know I could do so much better. And yet this company was wildly successful because there was a very hungry market. So there were people who shared the same problem. They needed better careers in IT, who were ready, willing, and able to buy training to help them get the certifications that would get them the better careers in IT. So it was a hungry market. But then importantly, let's transition here to the powerful offer. And so, you know, this isn't just Gary Halbert selling stale hamburgers to people who are on lunch break at a factory, right? This is a powerful offer, a strong offer, some highly advantageous offer, because so many of these hungry markets at this point are they've been so heavily sold to that you really do need an offer that stands out, that's unique, that's different, that offers some advantage over every other option available to them. And so a powerful offer solves the problem. Number one, it does solve the problem. Number two, it's pretty easy to buy. And easy could mean a lot of things. It could mean price, it could mean the buying process, it could mean the terms of payment. For example, houses relatively are easy to buy, even though they're as expensive as ever in the United States right now, because the mortgage terms are highly advantageous. It's easy to get a long-term loan that allow you to pay off the house over time. It has been much harder to buy houses in the past. It is much easier to buy them now. Emotionally compelling. Emotionally compelling is where we get into that story, where having a good story around your offer makes it even easier to sell, right? Because it's emotionally compelling, because it pulls people in. And a powerful offer offers a 10x improvement over other options. Now, giving homage there to Russell Brunson, he talks about an offer being a 10x improvement offer that people don't just buy for, you know, slightly better, for a 10% better than what they're doing now. People don't change habits very easily. People are creatures of habits who stay stuck in habits, and the way to get them to change habits is to make it dramatically better, to pursue some different thing, to pursue some new opportunity. And so he talks about these 10x improvement offers because what they're getting now has to be, or what you're trying to get them to move to needs to be 10x better. So part of the reason in particular that IT training company that I work for did so well, regardless of the actual quality of the marketing messages, was their powerful offer was very unique in the marketplace at that point. When they launched the company, there was basically nobody selling video training for these IT trainings, for these IT certifications. And so typically what you would have to do to get a certification is you would have to go to some in-person training class, like either at a community college, maybe if they had it, or a technical college if they had it, or at a boot camp where you would actually travel and stay in a hotel for a week, and you'd go have to work there, and you'd be out of work for the week, and it would be really expensive. But what the company that I work for did was they packaged up, actually people who helped write the exams for the certifications, they packaged up training by those people and had it all delivered as training videos, right? That you could watch from home, that you could do on your work equipment, that you could do in your own time, that you could do with a lot of flexibility, that had actually even better quality trainers, but the prices were often like anywhere from a quarter to a tenth or less of going to actually take the same training in person at these boot camps. And so it was this extremely better offer in terms of being easier to buy, being cheaper, being easier to consume, easier to use, being more convenient, all sorts of things that made it this powerful offer in the marketplace. So they mapped this powerful offer to this hungry marketplace. And it's not just like stale burgers to people on a lunch break, right? It's people who need this, who have more time and flexibility and don't necessarily need to solve the problem right now, but that are given this superior solution that allows you to meet at that crossroads of the hungry market and the powerful offer, such that it was wildly successful. And all sorts of other entrepreneurial successes are defined by this combination of powerful offer and hungry market. So let's take one big name today, Tesla. Okay, so Tesla, when they launched the first Tesla electric cars that really caught on, the market was hungry for environmental reasons for electric cars. And they put this powerful offer in front that was this exciting electric car to drive. But part of the reason that Tesla's caught on now when they did is because battery technology had gotten to the point where it was finally competitive with gasoline. And And actually, electric cars have existed. Whether I don't know if you know this, but electric cars existed before gasoline cars. But gasoline was a much more efficient way to store energy than battery technology. And so gasoline cars won out, and diesel and other types of fossil fuels won out because it was a much more efficient way to store power. But now battery technology is evolving to the point where this hungry market was given this powerful offer of this car that's fun to drive that uses this newest battery technology. And it came together at just the right time. And Elon Musk recognized at just the right time that this was a hungry market plus a powerful offer. And any type of presentation of that offer was just like icing on the cake, right? And Apple, like when they launched the original iPods, right? It was 10,000 songs in your pocket. But there were so many, like the hungry market was people who wanted to listen to music and not have to switch between CDs, not have to carry CDs around. And the powerful offer was being able to put 10,000 songs in your pocket and listen to them and go with them. The hungry market was for iPhones was people who want to use their computers on the go, who don't necessarily need all the features of a computer, but maybe want to be able to check the email, check weather, check the internet, whatever, check some basic stuff, right? So it's this hungry market of people who want access to different type computer functions on the go. And the powerful offer was all of the computing improvements that allowed them to take a computer that maybe 10 years before was a desktop computer and shrink it into something that could fit into the pocket, and then put a very easy to use user interface on the front of that, so that when they launched the first iPhone, that it was that. And so again, like there's so many stories that if you break them down, you say, okay, something was going on in the marketplace that made it a hungry market for this thing. And then something was put together to make this powerful offer that solves the problem, that's easy to buy, that's emotionally compelling, that can be presented in that emotionally compelling way, that offers a 10x improvement over what's out there. And it's the combination of those things that really makes an offer take off and makes it honestly so much easier to sell. Gary Bensavinga has taught, like copywriting hero Gary Bensavinga has taught, that a gifted product is mightier than a gifted pen, which is a quote actually from Ross Reeves before that. And both of them agree that what that means is that a really good offer, a really powerful offer. And the reason an offer is so powerful is because it does connect to a hungry market that's ready for it. But a powerful offer is going to create so much more advantage over having a mediocre offer that is written about, presented, sold by the best copywriter or marketer or advertiser or salesperson, right? That powerful offer is going to win over and over again. And then again, icing on the cake, like icing is what makes cake look exciting, right? And so understanding all those things that are the marketing strategy and implementation and the sales processes and online funnels and all of that stuff, that's how you make sure that your powerful offer is presented to the hungry market in the best possible way to achieve the success, right? But like you need to start with a powerful offer that is presented to a hungry market, and you do that with good marketing, and then like it's even easier to succeed. And if you want to actually check out my BTMS Insiders training library, it's how you put the icing on the cake. And there's a little bit of, baking the cake itself built into every single training that I do, because this is so foundational to effective marketing. And so the BTMS Insiders training library, it's like Netflix, but for my copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low monthly fee, you get access to everything, and I'll include a link with this episode if you'd like to check it out, so that when you have a powerful offer for a hungry market, you're able to present it in the best possible way. So that link's in the description. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Leave a comment or review with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do to make your offers more powerful and make sure that you're speaking to a hungry market? Let me know in the comments with this. this, also tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. Share it with folks directly too. And subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. Also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Sign up, get my daily emails Monday through Friday that include episode notifications plus more exclusive content for email subscribers. I, again, am Roy Furr. Thanks for tuning in for this episode. And I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. Hope I've delivered it here. I'll catch you again next time. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.